उसके बाद जो एसोसिएशंस है ना, जितनी भी ऑटो इम्यून डिसऑर्डर्स हैं उनकी एसोसिएशन ऑटो इम्यून ब्लिस्टरिंग डिजीज़ के साथ सब में कॉमन है। तो इसमें हम लिखेंगे अपना टाइप 1 डायबिटीज़, ऑटो इम्यून थायरॉइडाइटिस, एडिसन्स डिजीज़, विटिलाइगो, एलोपेशिया एरिएटा और डर्माटाइटिस, हर्पेटिफॉर्मिस। सबसे इंपॉर्टेंट जो एसोसिएशन है दैट इज़ सीलिएक डिजीज़, उसको टॉप पे याद रखना है। उसके अलावा इसकी जो एसोसिएशन पर्निशियस एनीमिया के साथ है और कनेक्टिव टिश्यू डिसऑर्डर्स के साथ है, तो कनेक्टिव टिश्यू डिसऑर्डर्स की भी एसोसिएशन में ऑटोइम्यून डिसऑर्डर्स यही सेम याद रखने हैं। तो कनेक्टिव टिश्यू डिसऑर्डर्स में एली और शोग्रेन। प्रोग्नोसिस में डर्माटाइटिस हर्पेटिफॉर्मस जो है, इट इज़ अ क्रॉनिक रिलैप्सिंग रिमिटिंग डिजीज एंड ओनली 10% ऑफ द पेशेंट गोइंग टू स्पॉन्टेनियस रिमिशन, अदरवाइज इट इज़ अ क्रॉनिक स्पॉन्टेनियस डिजीज विद रिलैप्सिंग एंड रिमिशंस। If long-term untreated cases are kept so, it lead to development of the malt lymphoma. In investigations, we are going to do the skin biopsy for histopathology and direct immunofluorescence, in which we can find subepidermal split, neutrophilic infiltrate forming microabscesses at the tip of the papilla, at the tip of the dermal papilla. And then here we keep our other differentials, linear IgA disease and bullous LE. Besides this, the dermal mixed inflammatory infiltrate is present, but most important findings are the subepidermal bulla and the microabscesses at the tip of the dermal papillae. Direct immunofluorescence will show granular deposits of Ig at the tip of the dermal papillae. Indirect immunofluorescence will be negative. Autoantibodies, anti-gliadin antibody, anti-endomycial antibody and anti-tissue transglutaminase antibodies will be present. Yahan pe ek aur bhi likha hua hai, anti-reticulin antibody. Other tests, CBC to look for any low hemoglobin, check for the iron studies and B12 to confirm whether or not anemia is present as a cause of pruritus. Rest of the investigations like LFTs, RFTs, serum electrolyte, because we want to give our management plan. Blood sugar levels and HbA1c to confirm whether or not type 1 diabetes is present. Thyroid function test to confirm the association. And G6PD level, of course, because we want to give Dapsone. In the treatment, our first line treatment will be advised for the gluten-free diet. Wheat should be avoided and the diet which can be taken are barley, rice, corn, pulses, poultry, fruits, vegetables and meat, all are allowed. First line treatment includes Dapsone. We begin with 100 mg OD and we can slightly increase it by increasing 50 mg every 2 weekly to a maximum dose of 300 mg. Second line drugs are sulfur salicylazine, sulfur pyridine, sulfur methoxypyridazine. Then referral to the dietitian and gastroenterologist. If we are asked that to which other specialities would you refer the patient, we will say that we will refer the patient to dietitian and gastroenterologist. But that's it.